All right, we're going to number seven. And we're all over the place this morning, but we've got Mr. Harrod here. So, Madam Clerk, would you call item seven? Hopefully people who are following along with us on Squawk Box and computer can follow where we're going.
Item number seven, from the Director of Audit, Office of the Comptroller, submitting an informational report titled Workforce Development Contract with Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership Building Industry Group Skilled Trades Employment Program. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. The item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Hare.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Jerry Hare, Director of Audits for the Comptroller. The contract between Milwaukee County and WRTP Big Step requires our office to review quarterly reports submitted by the vendor related to fiscal and programmatic accountability. To make sure that gets off on the right foot, we've been meeting with staff from Economic Development, DOS Fiscal, and with the vendor. And I'm happy to report that I think we have a protocol for both the program side and the money side that will allow very robust accountability for this contract. A lot of work by DOS Fiscal, in particular Vince Masterson, in putting together, I think, what might look kind of an imposing, a daunting spreadsheet, but for those of us who are kind of used to looking at these things, we'll try to boil it down. It provides good accountability. It mirrors Exhibit B of the contract, which you approved last year, and going forward, I think it'll give you what you need. In addition, the contract requires an independent review of the quarterly report outside of county government. And quite apart from any conversation with our office, the vendor has chosen Baker Tilly to provide that accountability work. As you know, Baker Tilly has been the county's auditor for quite some time, so we're very comfortable with them as professional accountability people. And the individual that they've assigned to this is somebody with whom I've got personal familiarity. He's a former legislative audit bureau employee, and he'll do a great job for us. The first quarter took a while to get hammered out. It is in very good shape, but it has not had that review by Baker Tilly yet. So the first quarterly report is a bit late. You should see in your next cycle, though, a timely second quarter report and that first quarter report all together. There will be four more reports under the contract that will be due to you after that, and we will make sure that those are on time. Again, I think everybody stepped up and understood what you wanted. I think we've got the protocol to deliver it, and if you have any questions at this time, I'd be happy to answer them.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Sorry, I didn't ask one more, but I'm the one that kind of asked for this. But so April, so what are we looking for the report then, Mr.
I think the March cycle. Yes. The first quarterly report is complete except for that review by Baker Tilly. So that should be to you well in advance of your agenda setting for March. Hopefully it will be in the next few weeks or less. I'm a little reluctant to be precise because one of the Baker Tilly people who came to the meeting last time was sick. She was as white as a sheet. But I think the staff person that's working on it should have the Baker Tilly review for you well in advance of your March cycle. And it, like I said, it's very intricate. Vince did a great job of linking a spreadsheet to the contract, so we know exactly what they're doing in terms of the report, and Baker Tilly will get underneath the hood, sample these items, and make sure that they're actually doing it. So it's robust, it's time-consuming, but we will have it for your next cycle.
And I guess it's just different. I mean, this is not unusual for you to come in on this. The difference here being that I was interested in the workforce development stuff, and I guess we'll get that next month, but it's part of a bigger picture, and we're all interested in jobs and job training. There's no question about that. Milwaukee County's been always interested in that and working hard on it. This was kind of an unusual contract in the sense that, we put $1 million into this, and so, it's pretty obvious, important that your shop should be calling up. So, I don't know. We talked about it ad nauseum on this, whether Big Step should have had this information or had enough information. But, to me, that's water under the bridge. We're going forward, and you're satisfied with the cooperation, and we'll have a report, and everything should be followed up well, I would presume and hope.
Madam Chair, this is a bit more extensive than we used to, but I think, as you suggested, it's one of those services that may be, for some people, harder to get their hands around in terms of the results. I think the contract and the commitment from the contractor, more importantly, get us there. You will have information beyond usually what we have in this kind of a contract.
Thank you both.
Anyone else in the committee? the report we get, Mr. Hare, will it give us an idea of actual employment numbers? I think the last report kind of only suggested costs of running the program, which is really not what the county board was looking to invest in. Here we go. We've got our colleague that I think may be interested in some of these questions. Welcome, Supervisor Lipscomb. We also have Supervisor Broderick in the audience. So I think that's really, you know, what we're trying to get at here. And I know Big Step did have a graduation ceremony recently, which was covered somewhat in the news. So that I think, is what we're looking for.
Madam Chair, the fiscal side, they've done this before, so they kind of understand reporting requirements under federal and state-funded programs. That was the easy part. On the programmatic side, though, the summary table that I anticipate you'll see will talk about county residents' place in employment. It'll break it out by construction, manufacturing, and other sectors in the economy. Underneath that summary table, there's a lot of detail about the activities of the contractor, the things that get them to that summary data. So we can have both available for the committee.
Appreciate that. Supervisor Lipscomb, did you need to add anything? What is the committee's pleasure with regard to the report?
It is informational.
We can do that, or we can wait till we get the. All right.
The report's coming. March, you said.
I believe that's the plan. I'm going to turn around and look at Vince. Vince, isn't that what we all agreed to as a team?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that hasn't changed. I haven't talked to Big Step for a couple weeks, but it was well in hand.
So I think we can wait for the next report. All right. Thank you. Related to this is item six. I think it's probably.